Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Wednesday morning, whatever date it is, the 16th of July, and it's about, I think, 8:15 or so, and I'm just sitting in the garden having my first Tassimo tea of the day. I bought the Tassimo machine mainly for coffee, although I'm not a huge coffee person, but I bought it so that I can enjoy a nice cup of coffee once in a while. But actually, the thing that I like about it most is the tea. I suppose that shouldn't be a great surprise, really. I've got the breakfast tea, and it's just really nice. It's exactly how I like a cup of tea. We've got through two packets of it nearly, so I think, because Connor's been drinking it as well, so Ronan's popping out today, and I'm going to ask him to go into Tesco's and see if he can get me some plums and some more Tassimo tea. They do Twinings, I've seen on the website, Tassimo website, but I haven't ordered anything from them yet. It'd be interesting to see what Twinings ones they do. Anyway, I just thought I'd come on and say hello. It's a glorious morning again, although it's hot at the front of the house, but in the garden it's cool at the back at the moment. The sun hasn't reached the back at all yet, so it's really nice and cool and fresh still. They said it's going to be 25 degrees today, which I think is about 77 or something. I'm not sure. But that's quite hot for us, and it tends to get very humid, as I think I said yesterday. And anyway, Friday it's meant to go up to 30 degrees. I don't really like it once it gets that hot. I can stand the heat, as I say. I don't mind the dry Mediterranean kind of heat, but I can't stand this humid weather that we get. I didn't sleep that well. I didn't go to sleep till gone 4. Then something woke me up at 5. And then I sort of dozed on and off. I was meant to go to my exercise class at the hospital, but I've actually cancelled it this morning because I just don't really feel like rushing around getting ready. I don't think the exercise is such a problem. I will go out later, but I don't feel like rushing around after such an awful sleep. And the last couple of days I've had at night really bad itching, which is part of the kidney problem. It's usually a sign of something, high concentration of either phosphate or calcium. I don't really know why, because I've hardly drunk any milk. I haven't eaten any cheese. I haven't eaten yogurts or anything like that at all. The only milk I've had is a tiny little bit in a few cups of tea. Maybe, I don't know, two cups of tea yesterday. And I think one the day before. So I can't see it's that. As for the phosphate, I haven't eaten any eggs. I haven't eaten anything that seems to be high in it at all. So I'm not sure, but it absolutely drives me mad sometimes. It usually starts at night, and I've still got it a bit this morning because that's how it goes sometimes. And then my skin gets so sensitive to the point that if anything touches it, like my hair, it'll start it off again. It's really really unpleasant. So what sleep I did have was punctuated by that. So I'm not in a bad mood or anything. I'm fine. I just don't really feel like cavorting around the gym this morning. And I phoned them and cancelled it. But I can't cancel my transport. They're meant to be open from 8 o'clock onwards. And they keep saying, sorry, there's no agent to take your call. So I know what's going to happen. They're probably going to turn up on the doorstep and not be very pleased because they've been sent all the way down here for nothing. But it isn't really my fault because I have been trying since 8 o'clock to cancel my transport. I've already cancelled my appointment with the physios who run the exercise classes, and the renal physios, and I've spoken to them and they were fine. It's just a matter of cancelling the transport, so I will continue to try and hope they just don't. I hope they get the message, because it's a bit of a nuisance for them to have to come, because we're quite way out here from the hospitals where they're sent from. So I mean, they might have other patients in this area, they do sometimes, but it is a bit of a pain if they have to come a long way out of their way for nothing. But it's not really my fault, because they should have a better you know, if they say they're open at 8 o'clock, which is what they said, because I tried calling them before eight, then they should have someone there. So what can you do? Anyway, I will love you and leave you for now, and I may be back later, who knows. Take care all, and have a good day.